All right. It is a beautiful day in Arizona. The only thing we're missing is Bruce Jenkins here with me. But we're going to look through the window of baseball brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice at Marvin Windows and Doors, and bring in our longtime friend and San Francisco Chronicle columnist and the best baseball guy I know, and that's Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, Marty, very well. This is my opening day. Being on with you, I feel like the season has officially started.
I know, and you know, I told I was over at the Grotto and all the places, and everyone, I know you're not down here, and you know, I know the business is a little different, but we miss you down here. I want to say your absence has been noted, trust me.
Yeah, I think I had a streak going back to around 1979 or 80, but like you say, the it's tough times financially at the paper. I've also had a few health problems. I'm not sure I would have made it anyway, but I just wish more of the Giants games were on television, because I'm kind of in the dark with most of the fans as far as, you know, how it really looks.
Yeah, Alex told me he went up back to the Bay Area this week. I think they're on twice next week, so you will get to see him next week.
That's
but,
good.
Do you have any thoughts, just a little bit of what you've come up with, you know, just trying to keep track of these guys? Bruce, I will tell you, it's a little bit different spring training because they have so many veterans in camp. The first seven innings, it's like the old two-platoon system in college football. They got players that come in until the seventh inning, guys you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm really interested in speaking to the veterans. You know, I've always been a huge fan of Michael Morse. He's a great guy. If he's got his stuff together and can add some power, he's obviously a fantastic guy to have on the team. Jimmy Rollins is a class guy. I think he took Trevor Bauer deep on a dead pull. And you know, I like Gordon Beckham. His career stats tell you that he hasn't been a major player, but I think he's landed in the right place. And so those I'm kind of following those races, as well as the obvious one in left field. Not sure how I'd like to see that one go. I guess you'd kind of like to see one guy win it. But at the same time, if they have a platoon, maybe that's the best way. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. And, you know, deep down, I hope Johnny Cueto gets a start for the Dominican, because he can say he pitched for one of the greatest teams of all time, like just period. I mean, that's a better lineup than anywhere in the bigs.
You know, it's funny you said that. Bruce Jenkins with us. It's our initial discussion with Bruce. When Puerto Rico came in here on Wednesday, I said, you know, I mean, you look at the infield with Lindor at short and Correa and Baez.
Unbelievable.
I said, you know, so this is like, I don't know how to explain it, but the way they whip the ball around, it's something you can't believe. And I said, the Puerto Rican team was the best team I've seen come in the whole year into spring until I started watching on TV and got to see the Dominican team play.
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's such a contrast, you know, between in terms of passion and commitment between the Latin teams and the American team. Although, you know, the U.S. team is no slouch. They had a great game against Colombia, really, really hard-fought game. And, you know, you got Crawford and Posey in there and Giancarlo Stanton and Archer pitched great. I think they're going to wish they had Kershaw or Chris Sale against the Dominicans, but I'm really into it. I always have been. And, you know, obviously, when you're talking about Puerto Rico and the Dominican, I mean, they're stacking their lineup. This is a huge, huge thing for them. And, you know, it's a way to really identify their country as a baseball powerhouse. And we just don't have the tradition here. I mean, nobody ever thinks of the U.S. national baseball team or anything that they ever did. Even in the Olympic moments come and go. So it's a big difference, but I think the U.S. certainly has enough to make those games competitive, if not steal a couple.
Well, absolutely. And someone asked me on Periscope today why the big pitchers don't pitch for the U.S., and Bumgarner kind of said it. We had a little cut from him. I don't know if you heard it, but he said, look, you know, it's easier for the position players just to jump out and do this than it is for a pitcher to do it, especially someone who is still in the middle of, you know, major contracts and a major star of the U.S. game. But, you know, in the Dominican or, you know, Puerto Rico or, you know, Chinese Taipei, maybe you have 400 players to choose from. Here you have, you know, 400 million to choose from. So those teams have to get their guys there, because if they don't, it's trouble. But look at the Israeli team. How about that story?
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, they don't have – there's a lot of great Jewish players in the game. You know, Kinsler and Braun and Pilar. And you haven't really heard of any of the guys on the team, but they're 3-0. you know, they're scrappy. They've got passion. They're playing for the country. And, you know, baseball is not a big thing in Israel. They don't have the funding. It's kind of a raw, untapped sport there. But, you know, this will do a lot toward building the sport there. I mean, Lord knows there's a fabulous history of great Jewish players in the big leagues, you know, from Hank Greenberg to Koufax. I mean, you know, Mo Berg. I mean, it just goes on. So I think that's just a terrific story. I think their next game against Cuba, I mean, how great is that?
Really, absolutely. That's going to be interesting. With Cespedes' brother plays, who I got to see him play when I was in Cuba. I got to see him, and you know, 19 years old, not as strong as the big brother yet, but believe me, he can play. So that's been fun.
Yeah. In the first game, he was drilling balls all over the field. He's not Cespedes. Apparently, looks like Charles Atlas now, but. He's really built. He just looks like a ball player. You see him immediately, and he's like, that guy's a player.
Yeah, boy, very good. Bruce Jenkins with us. You know, it's so much fun. We have, you know, you and I just sitting out here and watching the games, and, you know, we always look for the Randy Elliott or the Clint Hartung, you know, that one name in spring training, and all of a sudden, you know, say, who's this guy? And the Giants have one in Chris Marrero.
Yeah.
Bruce, and, you know, he'll be on with us later today. I made sure I did a few minutes with him to put him on the show today. But this is a guy who, Bruce, I tell you, he stands in the box, and I know there's a lot of fastballs coming. He doesn't miss them, and he drills them. He's got 3 homers, 8 RBIs, and a couple of walk-offs, and it's been kind of he's playing left field today. And to answer your question, that's how desperate the team is to get an extra outfielder. Other than Gorky's Hernandez, and he's in left field today. But he's been the story so far.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm lamenting the lack of TV coverage is I don't really have any good visuals on him. But you know, he's the kind of guy who has to keep hitting. He has to sustain this all the way through. So there's just like no doubt that he should make the team. You know, if he kind of fades at the end and strikes out a little too much, okay, we can good spring, but, you know, we're going to send you down and all that. But it's a kind of spring where something like that, you know, can happen. Are you going to be at Scottsdale or Salt River today?
Scottsdale. We're here. The Reds are here. Scott Feldman's pitching, and Cueto pitches the first inning today. Then Kane, and then George Contos, and then a guy, Neil Ramirez, another one of these guys they brought in, Bruce, who, you know, a right-hander. They're always looking for more righties. He should finish it up today.
Yeah, it's to me, you know, I've always never really liked the split squad deal because, you know, they've got a pretty good team playing at Salt River. They got Pence and Belt and Williamson over there and Rollins and Beckham and, you know, a bunch of guys you want to watch. But, yeah, I think you're in the right place.
No, I'm telling you, they have the two. This is Paul Dietzel and the white team and the GO team, you know, and the yeah. Chinese Bandits, you know, to go back to 1958. I'm telling you, they have 2 platoons that,
yeah.
that can go. And the thing about it, you'd love this, the time of game. You know, you're not seeing a 3-hour, 45-minute game here because for the first 6 or 7 innings, you are seeing people who play in the big leagues. And the pitching can take you 6 innings before they start going to the minor leaguers.
Yeah, you're not seeing a bunch of guys wearing number, you know, 117 coming in there.
Aaron Hill's 94. Willie Mays was on him the other day. What do you got 94 for? Can't you get a better number? He started in with him.
As soon as the guy wearing 94 comes in, you kind of give up the scorecard.
Well, it's been, you know, being down here, it's the Giants and Dodgers. That's the feel that you get once again. And again, you and I have this conversation every single year, and I might as well start it now. The Rockies look better.
Yeah, the Rockies or the Dodgers, you're talking about the Rockies. Yeah, they do. They're finally starting to build something. You have to see it to believe it. You have to see the pitching.
I know.
It really come through before you go overboard on them. Obviously, I love Arenado. He's one of the best players in the game. Interesting, he's playing for the U.S. and not Puerto Rico. But, you know, Blackman, they're going to hit. The pitching's kind of in question. The Padres are almost blatantly tanking for some other time. But, you know, and the Dodgers are going to be the most interesting to me. I mean, I need to see Colorado get in the race, you know, through into June. But the Dodgers, you know, there's a little different feel around that team this year. You know, They didn't trade away, Seager or Urias or, some of these kids that are coming up. Verdugo, they've got Bollinger, they've got a whole bunch of young kids. They still have them. They signed all the guys they needed to sign, Jansen and Hill, and they got Utley back. The clubhouse, things feel really solid around the Dodgers. Even the rotation looks a little less fragile than it has. So that's going to be, once again, I think that's how it's going to come down to Dodgers-Giants, and, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, and I tell you, and I know you haven't been down here, but this is a definitely a stronger Giant team. Pence is very healthy.
Yeah.
Bruce Spann is running. Last year he didn't play really till the end of March. There was a ball hit the other day, I guess in the Cleveland game, into left center field that he came and cut off, and the guy did not go first to third. He stopped. He stopped, and Spann got the ball in. I couldn't believe it. I said, it's the first time no one's gone first to third on him. He looks a lot better. Pence looks very healthy, and Panic is swinging the bat well. And I know it's down here, and Belt hit a home run yesterday of about 480 feet. But, I tell you, with the bench and the more veterans, I think they look like a stronger team. I really do.
Yeah, they just got so many guys who have been there in the under the harshest glare of the postseason spotlight. They've come through. They got rings. They know what it takes. They know how to win. And Pence being healthy, to me, that's just so huge, because fans have agonized through his injuries of late. The team's it's nowhere near the same team without him.
Yeah.
That's just huge. All the mainstays seem to be healthy, and you got Crawford and Posey playing for the U.S. Crawford made a couple of sensational plays. Of course he did. And, I feel real good about the Giants, no question.
Yeah, much better. And Samardzija, it's another year. Matt Moore talked about feeling like he's a Giant now, which is huge. We haven't seen him for a full year. He can go out and win 17 games. Anything can happen with him. And, of course, Cueto's here, and, of course, Bumgarner. So I like what I see. And then Melanson is interesting, Bruce. He pitches with some traffic. Guys get on. It's not impossible. And then he starts carving it up. And, he's one of the men, Derek Lowe, never put a pitch above your knees. Mm-hmm. When he gets people on base, the ball starts going down. And he's been pretty, he leads the league. I think he said he leads the Cactus League in appearances. It looks like he pitches every other day. But but he pitches in traffic. He's not as nutty as Brian Wilson, in traffic. People do get on, but he has he knows what he's doing when people get on. So he's been interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Wilson wasn't really comfortable until the bases are loaded with nobody out in a 2-0 count. He got down.
So true.
Melanson was a fabulous acquisition. They had to do it. Everybody knew he was the target, but they did it. I mean, Washington's still looking for a closer. You got to nail that down, especially the Giants after the season they had with the late inning relief failure. So that was tremendous, and he looks the part. That could make such a big difference, just immeasurable.
Yeah, and he's a pretty good guy, and he fits in well. As Willie says, good clubhouse guy. Tell me how he plays. That's what he's interested in, and it looks like he can play. Hey, great to have you on with us. The warm weather would do your knees some good down here. So, if we can get you down here, you can stay in my house and cut down the expenses if you want.
I'll hop on a late night Greyhound and see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I appreciate it. We'll talk about some of these rule changes and the intentional walk. I'm sure you'll have some good words about that. But I appreciate you being on. Enjoy the day, Bruce.
Oh, sure, Marty. You too. Have fun.
All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins. Boy, that's the first one, as we'll go right through the season together, Bruce and I, right here on Talkin' Baseball.